Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 72 of the year, Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up the week by heading down to the Sunshine State, Florida. We are looking at District 8, which is famously known across the entire world as the Space Coast. It covers Brevard County, Indian River County, and the Kennedy Space Center. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who came to Washington as a freshman this term. But he is absolutely not a rookie. He is a seasoned political heavyweight. We are talking about Republican Mike Haridopoulos.
Stephen, Congressman Haridopoulos has a fascinating political timeline. He actually started his career as a college professor, teaching U.S. history and political science at the University of Florida and Eastern Florida State College. He was elected to the Florida State Legislature way back in the year 2000, and he was incredibly effective. He was a fierce, disciplined conservative, and he actually rose to become the president of the Florida State Senate in 2010. He spent his time in Tallahassee, cutting taxes and forcing the state government to put its entire budget online for total transparency.
But then, in 2012, he just stepped away. He left elected office entirely. He started his own consulting firm, MJH Consulting, and spent the next 12 years in the private sector. But when legendary Space Coast Congressman Bill Posey announced his retirement ahead of the 2024 elections, Haridopoulos saw his opening. He jumped back into the ring, ran a massive America First campaign focused on border security and economic growth, and easily won the seat.
And because he spent a decade running the Florida State Senate, the Republican leadership in Washington did not treat him like a normal freshman when he arrived for the 119th Congress covering 2025 and 2026. They put him on the Financial Services Committee, and they gave him an incredibly rare honor for a first-term lawmaker. They made him the chairman of the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee on the House Science Committee.
And Stephen, you literally cannot overstate how important that specific gavel is for Florida's 8th District. This district is the absolute beating heart of the American space program. It holds the Kennedy Space Center, Patrick Space Force Base, and the massive manufacturing and launch facilities for SpaceX and Blue Origin. As the chairman of that subcommittee, Haridopoulos is directly overseeing a $42 billion agency budget. He is the guy writing the rules for the new space race.
And he is moving aggressively. In early February 2026, Chairman Haridopoulos successfully advanced the NASA Reauthorization Act of 2026 out of his committee. This is a massive, bipartisan bill designed to completely unleash the American commercial space sector. Haridopoulos argues that space is the ultimate military high ground. He frequently says that the moon and Mars are not just cliches from a Disney movie. They are the future of national security. He is determined to strip away federal red tape so American companies can beat China back to the lunar surface.
He is fiercely protective of American dominance. And he is applying that exact same deregulation mindset to his work on the Financial Services Committee. Last month, in mid-February, he hosted a massive special order on the House floor to address the national housing crisis. The country is short roughly 5.5 million housing units. Haridopoulos argues that outdated local zoning rules, crushing federal regulations, and barriers to community banking are completely destroying the housing supply. He is pushing a very aggressive pro-growth agenda to lower construction costs for working families.
And we also have to highlight his absolute loyalty to the new administration and the Florida political establishment. Just last week, on March 4, 2026, Haridopoulos took to the House floor to deliver a major speech honoring the new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Haridopoulos and Rubio both came up through the ranks of Florida politics together, and Haridopoulos was praising Rubio's new, aggressive foreign policy stance on the global stage. He is completely aligned with the White House's agenda.
He really is. Last year, he was a massive vocal champion for the president's reconciliation package, calling it the One Big Beautiful Bill. He helped drive it through Congress to secure sweeping tax cuts and border funding. But even with all of this high-level national and international focus, he still fights like a local mayor for his district. He recently secured federal intervention to save over 1,000 manufacturing jobs at Piper Aircraft in Vero Beach that were threatened by international tariffs.
He also secured millions of dollars to protect the Indian River Lagoon, which is a massive, fragile estuary system that drives the local tourism economy. He understands that while rockets are launching into orbit above his district, the water quality on the ground still has to be protected.
He is a highly sophisticated political operator. Florida 08 is an R+11 district. He doesn't have to worry about a massive Democratic wave unseating him. His only focus is making sure the Space Coast remains the undisputed capital of global aerospace.
The state Senate president who came out of retirement.
The freshman chairman looking to the stars.
That is Representative Mike Haridopoulos.
That is our profile for Florida's 8th District. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.